Tonight's shir, Simen Yud, Se'if Vav, and Se'if Zayin. Se'if Vav. Ein Koiflin es Atalis Umatilin Sitsis Al Kenofel Kamoshehi Kafula. One should not fold the talis and then attach the tzitzis when it's folded. The Amor says, "Avatzorch lahatil ba'arba kenefeh hapshutim." You have to put on the four corners that are when it's unfolded. Ela imkain tefara kula, unless you sew the whole thing up. If you sew it up, then you put it on the corners when it's folded. Vafilu miruach echas, even if it's just sewn on one side. Vayesh oimim, some say the Ramah adds, the chayav and afil bo tefir, that even without sewing it, it's obligated. Vetoiv lasos at tzitzis avlo levarach aleha. If you don't sew it, you should give it tzitzis without a bracha. So I'm stopping here, and I'd like to go through this part of the halacha and the Mishnah Berurah. We don't fold a talis and then attach the tzitzis when it's folded. Shimti pashed, because when you unfold it, spread it out, nimsuhat tzitzis bem se'isa, the tzitzis are in the middle of the talis. Vanan tzitzis al hakanaf bina, we need tzitzis on the corners. Sifkan tesayin hapshutim, so rather you put the tzitzis on the unfolded corners. Let's say you fold it because the garment is way too long. It's twice his height, way too big. You can't wear it. Unless it's folded in half. There are some opinions that this garment doesn't need tzitzis at all. It's not a baguette. You can't wear it, so it's not a baguette. The Taz concludes, and the Pima Godim, the Yatlabot tzitzis beknafa sapshutim v'lo yivarech, that he should put tzitzis on the corners when it's unfolded, the unfolded corners, it's way too big, and not to make a bracha. However, if he in fact did fold it and sew it closed, then you'd put tzitzis and make a bracha. His point of putting the tzitzis on the corners when it's unfolded, no brachas, it's way too big, is because it's way too big. But if you fold it and sew it, there's no shal, you'd make the bracha.
I don't understand the case. Like, where's the head hole?
It's not a talus.
Sivkot Yuzayin.
Can you put the tzitzis on the corners?
If it's not sewn, then you unfold it and put it on the corners.
And if it's folded and sewn?
So then you put it on the new corners, right? Sivka and Yuzayin. If you sew it, then even if you sew it from one side, that's good enough. Mishnah Berurah Sivka and Yuzayin. Look in Berlocha. Mamish just tells you, I'm not getting into this. Look in Berlocha. The issue in Berlocha is, what does it mean? Before we even look in the Berlocha, I'm just going to tell you, there's two ways to translate the words. Does it mean that you have to, again, folding the talus is meaningless. You can't put tzitzis on a folded, you have to unfold it and put on the corners. Unless, Elam Kain Tefara Kul, unless I sew the whole thing, even Miruach Echaz. Does Miruach Echaz mean one side of the garment, meaning to say, instead of sewing both sides on both ends, I sewed on one half. So now, it's... when you fold it and sew it, you're going to make like a flap in between. It's going to be a pocket in between, right? So here, I only did the north side, but I didn't do the south side. So it is sewn on Ruach Achas, it's sewn on one, but it didn't sew. It's folded like this,
right?
And I only sew over here. So the other side, I sewed on the north, the south side is still open, it's unsewn. But it's still attached from one side. It's totally sewn up on the other side. So if it's totally sewn on the other side, the fact that it's a little open on the other, this doesn't bother me. That's one approach. So that's one mahalach. There's a second mahalach that's sewn up, of course, on the north and the south. It's on both sides. But when you sew, there's two mahalachim in sewing. Have you ever seen probably the trousers you're wearing now? There's a hem that they sew at the bottom. So one way of sewing is that no one should see the stitches on the outside. So they put the thread and needle through one layer of fabric, and when we get to the second, they pick little pieces of thread from the fabric to go through, but they don't penetrate the material because no one wants to see the stitching on the outside. True sewing is when you see the stitch through and through. It goes through both pieces of material completely. Even if the penetration is only on one side and doesn't go through to the other side. So it's totally sewn on both the north and south sides of the garment, but you don't see the stitching on both sides. You only see the stitching on one side. That, I believe, is this two pshatim in Be'er Halacha, what this means. Now, we'll see it inside, and you'll see what I'm saying.
And no one says you need the third side.
I don't think it's necessary. But there's a sheet to helping this is three sides. He does bring a sheet of three sides. So let's think of Be'er Halacha. This is the beginning of Be'er Halacha. If you sew the whole thing even on one side, who the Shon HaRambam, this is the language of the Rambam. The Ayin Be'er Halacha, look at Be'er Halacha, that's the reason. Mishum the Ayin Be'er through this, that by sewing up one side, even if I unfold it, the tzitzis are not in the middle. So Ruchach is a simple meaning. That means there's a north and a south on the fold. He only sewed up the north. So now there's no unfolding it really. It stays because you sewed up one of the ends. The Malbim is troubled why the Ogre says in the Rambam's name you need to sew it on three sides. The problem that Ogre has is the language. The language is troubling. The Kamer, he starts off saying, Elim kain tefara kula, unless you sew the whole thing. Then you go on, it's a funny language. Machabah's language. Elam Cain Teferokol, unless you sew the whole thing, and even on one side. That's not how you talk. Right? Hailalom should have said, Elim Cain Tafer Meruch Achas, not unless you sew on one side. Not Teferokula, but Teferokula Meruch Achas. Ein Kaiflin, you don't put the tzitzis on the fold unless you sew on one side. Don't say unless you sew all of it. And even on one side, al karch the sefirah, he must hold the be'in sheet for kula daf. You have to sew the whole thing. V'ad the kama filim ruchachas. This is ruchachas. Doesn't mean north and south. Haydlo be'in and sheet tefir ma'al yisah. She mishnei tzav. You don't need a good stitch that penetrates both sides, like you find by tefillin. You need such stitching. So that's, I think, the essence of the two mahalchim that the Mishnah Berurah is saying. Look in Be'er Halacha. When he says, even Ruach HaChas, does he mean that when you fold it, you sew on one hand, but on one side and not the other? Or does it mean you sew, of course, both sides sewn up, but the stitching doesn't have to penetrate through and through the second panel of material? Sivka and Yudches. Some say it's chayiv even without sewing. Chayav in lahat bekafek rules to put the strings on the corners of the folded talis. Because as long as it's folded and it's not unfolded, it's a talus in the folded state. And this view holds, you can actually put it on the folded talus without sewing it. So the Ramah concludes, don't make a bracha. So when you test, lo yivarch. Timo kolachon, the achron we can't understand. Matikein, b'mash lo yivarch, what does it help not to make a bracha? Hoidayin, shema kemachaber, v'tzarech lahata v'apshutim. Maybe it's still like the mechaber, and you need to open it up to put the tzitzis on. So how can you wear such a garment? You can't put more than four sets of tzitzis strings. In other words, what does this help? I'm not making a bracha. I'm wearing a four-cornered garment. I don't have tzitzis. Because tzitzis in the middle don't help. You have to have tzitzis on the corners. So this sheet that holds, the corners are the corners when you fold it. But there's a sheet that says that's not the corners. The Mechaber says the real corners are the corners. So don't make a bracha. What does it help not to make a bracha? I'm wearing a four-quarter garment. The man doesn't have tzitzis on it. Umaski Ludina, they conclude the halacha, the Yisrael, the Chathchila, Shulasas, Taskul, called, don't make talesim that you have to fold. Elam came to far unless you sew it. Even wide stitches. The kimashet far shavena suli pasha. Once it's sewn, it's not going to unfold. For us, bein batalis mubas, bein batalis roisim etchila arucha yosemidai. Then whether you're dealing with a big square talis, whether you're dealing with a talis that was too long, yatel tzitzis bekfulim bivarach. Once you sew it, you can put the tzitzis on the new corners and make a brach on it. The Shulchan Aruch continues. A new scenario. Hitel tzitzis al tzitzis. He doubles up the amount of tzitzis on the corners. In the skaven levat l'rishon, if the point was to undo the first, and the second are now the real tzitzis, choytech harishon, and then cut off the first, and the second ones are there, and it's kasha. From the skaven l'hoyisif, but if his intent is to have double tzitzis on each corner, afa pishachotech achz mishteh, then even if you cut one of them off, psul, it's no good. The Ramah says v'yesh machshir mechalin. Some say it's fine. V'chein nikkur. That's the halacha. V'koydim shechata acharishayin is possible mechalin. But before you cut off the first, it's certainly possible. You cannot wear dal kanfas a talis with eight sets of strings, four double, two on each corner.
Does that mean an us? You've got four tzitzis there, so they're kosher. So there's no need for the new ones. You take the extra ones, the old ones off, and then it becomes good.
So let's take a look first in the Mishnah, then we'll see your question. Sefkan chaf harishayna. So if the intent was I'm putting on new tzitzis to mevatel the first tzitzis, you cut off the first tzitzis and it's fine. After the dafka, it might be very specific in this case. Al mechatech hashniyah is possible. If I cut the second tzitzis off, it's possible. Because I was mevatel the first ones when I put on the second, and now I cut off the second, then I have no tzitzis because the first ones don't count anymore. Perhaps. Sefkan chof aleph. Then the Ramah says, Yesh machshim b'chol inyan. Some say it's kosher. Even though I had intention to be moisif, as long as I cut one of them off, it's okay. Hainu bein shen eskavim levatel, on eskavim hosif. Whether your kavana was to get rid of the first set, or whether your kavana was to add a second set, uben shechatech harishonis v'shis, whichever one you cut off, it makes no difference. It's all good. Now here, the Shulchan Aruch said, if my kavana was to be moisif, even though I cut one of them off, it's possible. And the Ramah says, Yesh machshirim, that it's kosher. The question is, why is it tassel lemon osin? So the way, if you take a look at note 16, he says, when you put the second set of tzitzis, you're over bal taisif, and then when I cut any of them off, I'm over a tassel lemon osin. You don't have this note? It's in the new edition. So it's tassel lemon osin. It's tassel lemon osin. You put on a second set with the kavana of being over bal taisif. So then it's tassel lemon osi when you cut one of each corner off. So he brings Shulchan Aruch Harav that because there's an issur bal tosif to put the second set of strings on the corner, ein asiyasa nechshev as a klum. That's not called an asiyah. And therefore it's not lo osas, ki lo osas. So there's no tassel lemon osi. So what he says. The Chazon Ish says, a pshat, he brings a second explanation, that even though when you put on the second set of tzitzis, so there's a tsuras pasul if you wear it that way, because you'd be over bal taisif, but since the asiya was not completed until you remove the first ones, that's not tasif lemon asi. Sivkan chav beis, v'chein ikr, Ramah says, v'chein ikr, yesh machshir mechalim, v'chein ikr, v'chein paska achronim, and this is what the achronim paska. Sivkan chav gimel harishonos, before he cuts the first ones, zich, you can't wear it. Yes, you can't wear this baguette with two strings in every corner. Why did he pick on the first? The Kral Mashkas of Shulchan Aruch Metchi is going back on the Shulchan Aruch's wording. He cut the ones that were there originally. So he says, before you cut the Rishonis, you don't wear it. According to the Rosh Havi Paskin, if you cut the second ones off. So even though the wording is possible inyan, you don't have to only cut the first. If you cut the second, it's also going to be kosher once you cut the second ones off as well.
But you could wear this baguette with both sets of tzitzis at night.
At night, if it's a baguette laila, whatever it is, right? If it's not a baguette mechuyev tzitzis, it won't be a problem. If it was a rounded baguette, same idea. As if it's not mechuyev tzitzis, no bal taisif. It's no bal taisif. There's no mitzvah.
Baguette yom at night.
Baguette is machalik rishonim. Baguette yom at night is machalik rishonim. So if zayin malbushim Shehem pesuchim min astadim lamata. You have these garments, and they're open on the sides, on the bottom half of the garment. V'yeshlam arba kanafos, and there's four corners, letzad mata, by the bottom. Ulamalahim stum, but on top, they're attached. It's basically take an undershirt, and you cut two slits on either side, so that at the top, above the arms and beneath the arms, there's material, and then it opens up. Then it opens up, and I have four corners. Im rubo sasum, if the majority of the material, the majority of the length of the side is sealed up, then it's pater. Doesn't need tzitzis. For muba pesuach, but if most of it is open, chayav, it needs tzitzis. So basically we say you fold the flap over to the other end, you pick it up from the bottom and fold it up to the top, and see, is there more material beneath the cut or above the cut? And that's going to determine if it's mechuyav tzitzis or not.
Does that include the sleeves or not the sleeves?
It includes the hole. We'll see the arm. The hole for the arm is considered sasum. It's considered sealed. V'mechetzi sasum, v'mechetzi pesuchim, it's half and half, half closed, half open. Matilin oso l'chuma, you put tzitzis l'chum, rechavet tzitzis. V'nezim b'shabbos, you can't wear them on Shabbos because it might be carrying on Shabbos. Mishnebura sevkan chavdat, potter. If it's more open, I'm sorry, more closed than open, then it's potter. Afilom yesh b'hamiyat ha-pesuch shirtas, even though in the part that's opened, it's big enough to have its own shear. That's not the point. Vim asabot tzitzis, and let's say I put tzitzis on it when it was mostly closed. Va'achach pasach, but then I cut open and make it a beged of da'al kanfas. That's psulim shem tasman osi. That's no good. Because it wasn't a beged of da'al kanfas. I did tzitzis when I put the tzitzis on. Hey, like we said, the sif hey, tzorech lahatim lach salakash, you have to untie it and retie them. If the majority is opened, then it's chayv. Hainu dafka roiv mikol habeged. This is specifically when it's a majority of the entire garment that, if it's opened, it's chayv. For though kamosh osen achayotim, not like the tailors make talis cotton, they have this newfangled talis cotton. Shetoyfen osom and etzadim, they sew it closed on the sides. Umenichem bo nekev, shemachnisem bo yadayim. There's this hole to get your hands through. V'toyfen lamatim in nekev, and they sew beneath the arm opening. Umenichem rov pesuach, and then beneath that, they start measuring. From beneath the arm, they measure that it's more open than closed. Umodim raktach yadayim, they just measure from under the arm. Zetaz gomor, it's a total mistake. Kiyazo nikra bastar kamas, there's no four corners. The person makes a bracha, it's an unnecessary bracha. And it's not better than a garment that's halfway open that needs tzitzis for osav bracha, but you can't make a bracha. You can't wear on Shabbos. You have to count what's above the armhole as well. And the hole for the arm to fit through is considered closed material. So, if you have an undershirt that you want to convert to a beged tzitzis, it has to be that it's from the top of the shoulder down to the bottom is where you're measuring, that most of that space is cut open and not closed. The only time we find this, besides these undershirt tzitzis, that this is an issue, this could be an issue on a kapata, or a suit. Once a fellow came to shul, he had, we call it in English a dry ferretel. He wasn't wearing it because he was wearing a, I think in English it's a Prince Albert, is maybe the style. In English it's called a dry ferretel. It's not a, it's a three-quarter coat. And it was stylish. This fellow was not into wearing Hungarian lavush. This is a modern statement. Walks into shul one day with a multicolored whatever suit, and it goes down almost to his knees. And someone told me, you might need tzitzis on your jacket, this coat. Had a long vent in the back, and it comes to a corner. And that's two corners, and in the front you have corners. So he took it off, and we folded back the vent up to the shoulders of the garment to see, was it rover or not? So if you ever take a look at a Rosh Hashiva kapota, from my recollection, they're all rounded, one corner is rounded. One of them is rounded. In the back vent, one of them is rounded. But dafka, to make sure you don't have four corners, the issue of chiyuv tzitzis.
What happened to this guy?
I think at the end it wasn't quite half. It was close. It was close, but it didn't quite make it up to...
I had the shayla once. Somebody, a chassan, was getting married, gave me tails to check. So I called Rabbi Ayert, and he told me it's a shula.
Right, but I say it's borrowed. It's not his. So, it's not his.
Otherwise, it wouldn't have been a problem.
So they had these raincoats for these winter coats.
Right, so you have to watch. Most of the vents are actually smaller, but this one had a very big vent, and you have to fold it back to make sure. So if it's 50-50, it needs tzitzis, you can't make a brach on it, and you can't wear it outside on Shabbos, you can't wear it on Shabbos, you can't wear it on Shabbos, because if it doesn't need tzitzis, then the tzitzis are a burden. Because come on, Simi Gimel, like we say in Simi Gimel, he's carrying it. Morgan Avram wants to say that you can't even wear this on Shabbos into a Carmelis, which is a Rosh Hashanah Derabbanan. Then Oysten Safik Derabbanan Chachila. You can't put yourself in a Safik Derabbanan Shabbos Chachila. For Rabbi Min Achronim Maskimim Im Olas Tamid, however, many Achronim agree with Olas Tamid who's make. Oh, I looked at Olas Tamid. Olas Tamid says if the beggar is 50-50, don't worry about a Carmelis. A Carmelis, the Safik Derabbanan, the cool, don't worry about it. You can wear it, don't worry about Chilul Shabbos in a Carmelis. Morgan Avram felt you have to be machmir the Carmelis. The way the Mishnah Berurah words this, it's clear that he's not too concerned the halacha that one could be makel in this case of 50-50 with the Eilas Tamid, that in a Carmelis on Shabbos you quit. And most of our public places on Shabbos are Carmelis. We really don't have a D'Oraisa Rabbah in most of our communities.